also beniske mamoinoi. Pasuk starts off beniske mezashke silki seitze eish to mashma mayatsmoi. Vesayin beniske gufer ends up beniske gufer the korolei mavir. Loimla, come to teach us eish mishum chitzav. Skurts a riot, Rabbi Yechanan. Omar Rav says kashla labaya. Have a kasha. Omar Rav, kashla labaya. Baya had a kasha. Laman diyam eish mishum chitzav. Have yod eish is mamish mishum chitzav. Tomem biyesh to potter rachmon hechem mishkachas lo. How do you have the case your potter if eish burns up something that's hidden? Like, what do I care if it's hidden? Lechura, it's like Adam Amazik, Rashi says. Ilu Adam Zara Chetz Vezik Batam Mimachayev. If a person takes a bow and arrow and shoots it and damages something that's hidden, you're going to say he's potter. See, here also, if your Eish is Mamish Mishum Chitzav like Adam Amazik, so why are you potter if you burn out something that's hidden in the fields? Venichlan, he answered back that the case is, Kagoyin Shenofla Dleika Liyasa Chotza. Venofla Geder Shle Machmas Dleika. That the fire fell into a field. But really there was a wall there, and the wall would have stopped it, that your fire wouldn't have broken it down. So if even it's the Eishim Mishum Chitzov, but when you let the arrow go by, there was a wall there that would have stopped the arrow from going through. And then later, first the wall fell down. Volcha Vedliko, Vezeka B'chatzacher, then the fire continued on and burned down another field. To Hossam Kol Lechitzov, in such a case, for sure, it's not called your Chitz, it's not called your Koyach. Because as far as your Chitz go, since when you first lit the fire, there was a wall there. The wall would have stopped the fire from going further. So we can't consider it like your power, your chait, your arrow, going further. Later, when the wall falls down and the fire goes on, that for sure is only Mishum HaMainai. So in such a case like that, there's a Chiddush HaKro, that when the fire goes further and burns up something that's hidden in the field, it's like a potter. For the Morihachi, so the Nigolinami, Kolo Lechitzav. Even something that's uncovered also, it should not be called his chitzah. So why are you potter then? Why are you chayiv? If it's called like not your chitz anymore, so it's not your power, just like you potter from tamun, you should be potter from uncovered things, from covered, uncovered things also. The Teretz is like this, Elo l'man de yisle mishum chitzah, yisle nama mishum amaynoi. The Shat from Yechin is he holds me both. So it's avade, it's mishum chitzah. But in a case like we just said, where first there was a wall there, and later the wall broke down, and then the fire went further. In such a case, you can't be mechayim mishum chitzav. He's mighty though. You're still chayim mishum amayna though. There was a case that after the wall broke down, you should have built it up. Since you didn't build it up, it's your fault why the fire went further. So alf eishem mishum amayna yochayiv. You can't say you're an honest. Like what happened? You first made a fire in your rishus, and your rishus you have walls all around it. The fire can't go further. So you can't be considered now this Eish Mishum Chitzav, except when it goes later further, when it goes further later, because there was a wall blocking it. Later what happened was, 2 minutes later, the wall caved down. And it's your wall. So you have the Chiyuv now, you have a fire and your Rishus going, and now you see that this fire can continue on to burn up other fields, you have the Chiyuv right away to build up that wall again. And if you don't build up the wall, then you Chayiv Mishuma, not Mishum Chitzav, because it can't be considered your power. Because when you first lit it, there was something there stopping. It can't go further. Yechayim mishum amaynoi. That Rabbi Yechon also agrees to Rash Lakis is mishum amaynoi. Where it's not chitzav. Koinshoi lalagodra blagodra. Dosam sharihu vlatopach biapa. It's like your ox that you didn't watch it. So what's the difference? A big difference. According to Rabbi Yechon, when you light a fire, and there's no wall there, that this fire right now has the power to go and burn up and do damage, and if it hurts somebody, your mamish chayif for dalad vorm. In other words, eishem mishum chitzav is mamish like odem amazik. It's like you did damage to a person, that you chayif for tsar, ripo, shevas, aboshes. But according to Rash Lakish, there's always only mishum amaynai, it's only like your shor that does damage. When a shor does damage, you can't be mechayif more than the hezik, that's all. There's no din tsar, shevas, aboshes. So if according to Rabbi Yechanan, where it could be considered chitzav, it's mamash like Adam Amazik. But according to Rabbi Shlokish, it's never Adam Amazik. It's always Adam Amaynai. We're only saying that Rabbi Yechanan agrees in a case where there was a wall there, that it can't be considered chitzav, later when the wall breaks down and you should have built it up, it's called Amaynai Yechai Mishum Amaynai. You hold up Chof Gimel Omer Aleph by the two dots. Again, the Mishnah says, Ala Charoro is Meshalim Nezik Sholem. If the Kelev takes the Charoro, the cake, a cookie, and eats it, so he's chayav to pay a Nezik Sholem, that's shame.
Zemora says, man chayiv, who's chayiv to pay? Zemora says, Baal Kelev, the Baal HaKelev, he's the one that's chayiv to pay the Nezek Sholem. Freddy Gemara, v'le chayiv nami Baal Gecheles. Why doesn't the Baal HaGecheles also have to pay? So Rashi learns, man chayiv means Baal HaKelev amastisim mahadid etoni, al hagodish mechalim mishalim chati Nezek. In other words, not only for the charora for eating the cookie, but the Mishnah says, if he took a coal and the dog put down the coal and it burned up the field, he's chayiv achatinezik. So who's chayiv achatinezik? On this, the Gemara says, the Baal HaKelev is chayiv achatinezik. The question is why this Kelev took a coal. The coal doesn't belong to the dog, it belongs to somebody else. So Gemara asks the Kasha, for the chayiv nami Baal HaGecholos, why isn't the Baal HaGecholos also chayiv? In other words, both of them should be chayiv. So Rashi says like this, it came out yesterday that even Rabbi Yechonon agrees, Eisha is also Mishum Amoinoi. So in this case, where the owner of the Gecheles is like his Eish. So in his Eish, even though the dog took it, the dog took your coals and made some fire and made a damage, but it's still your coal, your fire that's doing the damage. So Churas Mom and Amazik, you should also be Chayiv, so they should both have to pay. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about Bisheshima Gachalosai. We're talking about that the Baal HaGecheles watched it. In other words, he's like an honest. He watched his coals, he's potter. For the Gemara, Ikeshashima Gachalosai, if we're talking about that the owner of the coals watched them, says so, my boy Kelev Hosom, how did the dog come and take it? Like the Chur, the Kasher is, if the dog came and took it, his smash was able for him to take it. Says so, how could the dog come and take it if you tell me the Baal HaGecheles watched them? So Gemara answers, yes, it was watched, but the case is b'shechotar, when the dog dug underneath the door and came in and took away the coals. So even though it was watched with a good locked door, but a dog could come underneath it. So the Gemara says, therefore the Baal HaGecheles of Adar is potter, only the Baal HaKelev is chayiv. Omer Rav Mori, Brei the Rav Kana, Zois Amer, Mir have a proof that Stam Delosois Chatura Sein Eitzo Kelev. That stam doors are like oimer to be dug under by a kelev, by a dog. In other words, if a dog does this, don't think it's a maisa mishuna. And you only have to pay chatinezek. No, you should know for your dog to do it, it's urch, it's normal. And if your dog digs under a somebody's door to get in there and eats up the food, you'll be chayav to pay a nezek shalom. It'll be regular shein. In other words, don't think to say it's like mishuna. It's abnormal. No, you should know this is normal. That stam delosa sachaturis eitzel bailam. Right. But vaystois for the Baal HaGecheles, he's potel amaisi. He watched it. He did a good shmira. I adore to go underneath it. That he doesn't have to be afraid about. So he's potel. Now the Gemara says, the ochla hecha. Where did the dog eat this charora? The Mishnah says the dog took the charora, took the cookie, and ate it. And therefore, the Baal HaKelev has to pay Nezek Sholem, it's like Shein. So where did the dog eat the cookie? Elaim, if you want to tell me the Ochla, the Godish, the Alma, the dog took it out of somebody's house, and ate it, stam in the field, belonging to somebody else. If so, why are you chayiv then? Ha'bi'inon ubiya b'stayacha v'leka. The Torah says, when are you chayiv for the mazik of your Shein, of your animal? If he eats it, Prashus HaNizik, Obiya B'Stayacha means he has to go into somebody else's field and eat the food there, only Prashus HaNizik. Look over here, it's not Prashus HaNizik, so the Baal HaKelev should be potter. So Gemara says, Na'enich Nami, Lo Tzricha, no, we're talking about over here, Ti Ochlo B'Godish the Baal HaRoro. We're talking about that the dog now took this cookie-like and ate it in the field that belongs to the Baal of the cookie. Says, so it's a regular Prashus HaNizik, that's why Yechayiv for the mazik shein of your dog. For the Gemara, if so, Tifsha, we should have a proof then, the pi poro, the